This is today's Garden Bite brought to you by Dram. I posted a picture of my clover-filled lawn with the hashtag #SorryNotSorry and a few others. What amazed me is the reaction. People loved it. Granted, they're not my neighbors, but they know I'm not into chemicals, and I know they are. It's okay. People understand that having pollinator-friendly landscapes is a benefit to all of us. There's also trying to be respectful to those you live around. That means my clover-filled lawn is kept mowed at a certain height. During the heat of summer, lawns should be a little higher, about 3 inches, to stave off drought. This also allows for the clover to flower, bringing in the bees, and yet it's kept low to look neat. One question I was asked is if the flowers come back after mowing. The answer? Yes, over and over. I didn't plant any specific kind. The clover is naturally doing its thing. There's white clover and a few areas of pink clover, too. Dutch white clover, Trifolium repens, because it's relatively low-growing, tolerates close mowing and outcompetes other foreign weeds. Get this. Clover, like all legumes, takes nitrogen through the air and through a chemical reaction deposits it in the ground as an absorbable fertilizer. In lawns, it provides a constant trickle of fertilizer to itself and surrounding grasses. Clover is also drought-tolerant. I have lots more information and links on my website, gardenbite.com. P.S. I'm not fond of plantain and hand dug some until my hand said no more. It's the high season of summer and our lawns and gardens could use a drink, but not our sidewalks or patios. Dram turret sprinklers are designed to water where you need it. With 9 water patterns, it's perfect for lawn and garden care, plus great for kids. This popular tool has a durable, heavy-duty metal base with molded hook for easy storage. Water without waste. Purchase Dram at your local garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.